How to Modern Harmony Simplified Chapter 3. You a lot of this we're going to skip because this is provided in the How to Harmonize a Scale article, as well as the Quick and Easy Guide to the Modes article that I wrote. So I'm going to skip part A, and then the harmonized scale chart is a whole thing that you guys certainly will have heard about if you haven't heard it already, where you can put the triads or the seventh chords in Roman numerals for each key, which is what the harmonized scale chart is. This next section, section C, modal harmonized scales, is everything shifted around. Now, you guys have all done modes, and this is not necessarily anything new to you, this part C, but you may not have seen it in this kind of way. Like, I've asked you in different classes to make up modal progressions, and you've been expected to do this without using this sheet. So if anything, this is just like a reference. So an example might be if you do, let's say D Lydian. God bless you.
Thank you.
You're looking for D Lydian. So your first chord is, let's say, D7. Your two chord is E minor 7. Your three chord is F sharp half diminished. Then G major 7. Then A minor 7, and then B minor 7, and then C major 7, and then back to D7. So the whole thing would sound like... And that's something you guys are already familiar with, but now you're just kind of seeing it presented that way. So there's, for those of you who haven't seen that before, we'll talk a lot more about that, but it's all under the modal stuff. That's why I'm going to skip it here. The next part, for letter D, when you add the ninths to the chords in a harmonized scale, not all of them are going to sound good. If you harmonize the C major scale out to the ninth, it'd be C major 9, D minor 9, E minor 9, E minor 9 with a flat 9. E minor with a flat 9, like this. Just a weird sounding chord. And then F major 9, G 9, and then A minor 9. And then A minor 9, and then this last one, D half diminished, flat 9. It's just not a realistic chord. You'd never see that. You'd never be asked to play B half diminished with a flat 9. So this is why they're blanked out. When the guy presenting the book, he just left those out. So, like, the realistic... This goes to you, Hillary, because you spent a long time learning the ninth chords. And sometimes I'd be like, well, when you get to the three... I don't know if you remember. It doesn't sound great, so skip it. But I never gave you any formal chart like this. So if you're harmonizing to the ninths, it'd be better to just do the one chord, do the two chord, skip harmonizing the ninth on the... three chord, just play regular three minor 7. Do it on the 4, do it on the 5, do it on the 6, and skip the 7. Same thing happens with the 11s. When you harmonize the scale of C out to the 11th, the 1 chord doesn't sound very good with the 11th added. If you have C major at 11, it's just a clashy, not fun note. So we skip that. D minor 11 sounds great. E minor 11 sounds great. F major 7 sharp 11 sounds great. The next one would be G7 at 11. That doesn't sound great. Like, it, in this case, maybe, but it takes away the typical 5 chord sound. A minor 11 sounds great. And B half diminished. You could add an 11 on, that's fine. Like, it would be like this. That's actually a pretty chord. So that's why the certain spots, the 1 and the 5, are left out for the 11s. You with me on that? And then the 13s, when you harmonize things out to the 13th, you got C major 13. D minor 13 doesn't sound... It's okay. You could argue either way. But I think usually since a 2-5-1, like a 2 to a 5... When you have the 13 on the 2 chord, like it steals the thunder of the 5 chord. So that's, I kind of agree with the maker of this book to leave that out. So you got C major 13, skip the 13 on the 2, skip the 13 on the 3, then the F major 13 would be fine, G major 13 would be fine, or G 13 would be fine. Skip the 13 on the 6th chord because it would sound like this. And it just takes away the A minorness. It sounds like some kind of F chord or weird beat. Like it's just too complex unless you're playing fourths. So skip that and then skip the 7. So really only the places to play 13 are 1, 4, and 5. Listening to how that sounds, it would be...